It's the Arthur Haynes Show. Presenting Arthur Haynes and Nicholas Parsons in sketches by Johnny Spate with songs by Peter Crawford and his trio.
I think you'll agree it's often difficult to restrain one's neighbors, especially when the neighbors live in the same house as oneself. If they refuse to cooperate, the only thing left to do is to take them to court.
Clerk, what is the charge here, please?
It is a restraint order, Your Worship.
A restraint?
Yes. Apparently these two men have been disturbing the peace of this lady.
I've not had no sleep, I ain't. Not for weeks over them two, I ain't.
Oh, shut up, you old ratbag.
Don't you talk to me like that, you dirty, stinking wretch.
Look, if anybody's doing any stinking round here, mate, it'll be you, missus. She's the one that does it round our place at Salmon Lane there. That does the stinking. All the smells come up from her room. They come up through the floorboards, they do. And if we've got these big cracks in the floorboard, Your Honour, you see, and all the smell rises, they rise up through them. That's what's causing all the damp and all the mist in the room. It rises up through the floorboards.
Through the floorboards, terrible.
Well, some nights, I'll tell you this, Your Honour, I've been sitting here and I've never been able to see you through the mist, have I?
That's true.
And I know he's there because I've called out to him and he's answered me, but I've never been able to find him, mate. I'll tell you that.
She does it for the purpose.
Yeah, I know her game, mate. I'm on her game. She's trying to smoke us out, she is. She's lighting fires down below and sending the smoke up through our floorboards. I know you. Smoke and steam, mate. That's what it is. Smoke and steam every night.
Yeah, steam. Smoke and steam every night.
All right. I think I've heard quite enough now to get a general idea of what is going on. Now, first of all, is this true?
Yeah, it's gospel truth.
I am not talking to you.
Well, you were looking at me, Your Honour.
I was previously, but now I'm looking at the lady who's bringing this case. I'm talking to you, madam. Now, is it true that you have been lighting fires in your room and causing excessive smoke to enter the room of these two gentlemen?
Well, I want to get rid of them somehow, don't I? And if they won't go proper, I'm going to smoke them out. I don't want them dirty wretches living above me, sweeping all their dirt and crumbs down through my ceiling. Here, I can't undress for the fear of their peeping eyes through the cracks in the floorboards.
Blimey, that's a laugh. I'll get that, Your Honour. You ask yourself, would you fancy having a peep at that? Dear. I reckon if women are going to be women, mate, they ought to look like women, mate. That's what I reckon.
Yeah, it's funny the way some do and some don't.
Just a minute, will you all keep quiet for a few seconds, please? I'd like to get a few facts established. Who is making this restraining order?
I am.
I see, fine. Now then, what are you trying to restrain these men from doing?
They want restraining from a lot of things they do, them two do. They want to be stopped doing a lot of things they do.
Yes, yeah. If she had her way, Your Honour, she'd stop us from breathing. She'd restrain us from breathing.
Yes,
she'd.
I would. I'd have you both under 6 feet of earth. That's what I'd do if I had my way. They're selfish, they are, them two, Your Honour. Dead selfish.
Yeah, all right, we might be selfish, but we might be selfish, but I wouldn't mind putting a couple of bob towards your funeral, I'll tell you that, mate.
And I wouldn't mind digging a hole for her.
All right.
I wouldn't mind digging a hole
for her. Quiet, please, quiet. Will you all keep quiet and answer my question?
Well, it's not us, Your Honour, it's her. She's doing the one that's doing all the shouting.
Will you keep quiet?
Well, I'm not saying anything, am I? All I said it was her that's doing...
Silence!
Isn't it marvellous, eh?
Keep quiet, my good man, I shall have you thrown into the cells for the night.
That's it. The best place for it.
And if you don't keep quiet, I shall have you thrown into the cells as well.
Yeah? Will you? Well, I'm not sharing a cell with that one. I'll tell you that for a start. I'm not sharing a cell with her, mate.
Will you keep quiet?
Isn't it marvellous?
Marvellous.
Will I keep quiet?
Quiet.
Me with the Victoria Cross.
Victoria Cross, mate.
And that's the way the civilians.
Just a moment. Just
the civilians treat you.
Civilians.
Just treat you with the Victoria Cross. Me with the Victoria.
I heard you say Victoria Cross.
Oh, I thought that would impress you.
Yes, I thought
that would impress him.
Have you got a Victoria Cross?
Oh, there you are, mate. There it is. Here, it's here, mate. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not trying to conceal
it.
There it is, the Victoria Cross.
Yes, I see that this medal was awarded during the Crimean War.
Oh, well, yeah, well, I always said to you, and I was never sure which war I won it in. I said to you, didn't I, yeah.
Yes, but the Crimean War was over 100 years ago.
Oh, was it?
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah, well. Well, oh, well, that explains that, then. This explains this medal.
What medal is that?
That's my long service medal. Well, I was one of the first in, mate. I was one of the first. I didn't have to be dragged in. I volunteered. One of the first in. You were one of the first in.
I was one of the first in.
He was in first. One of the first.
What were you in?
Grenadier Guards.
Grenadier Guards?
Yes, you were.
Don't be so utterly ridiculous, my good man. You're not tall enough for the Grenadier Guards.
No, he's not tall enough now, but he was when he joined, mate. He was tall enough when he joined. I mean, you don't have to go by appearances, mate. It was all those trenches that did him. Up to his neck in muck and water, mate. That's where he was standing in those trenches, mate. And you can't expect to look the same when you come out those trenches, mate. Suck up your hair in water.
All right.
I mean, you're bound to shrink.
Yes.
Bound to shrink. He can't be the same size.
All right. I've heard enough drivel, enough rubbish. I've wasted enough time with all three of you already. Either you all three get to the point, or I shall refer your hearing to a higher court. Now, let us get a few facts straight again. You are trying to restrain these two men from what?
Keeping me awake, that's what they've been doing.
Right.
They never stop, they don't. At it all night, they are. Every night, gramophone blaring out and laughing up and down the stairs. Here, and all them wild parties they have and fancy girlfriends in their rooms.
Huh. Oh, good old noseache there. I'll get noseache. Look, how do you know what's going on in our rooms? Hey, she's talking about me one day doing the peeping. If you ask me, she's the peeper. I mean, every time you look at our door, you see one of her bulging eyeballs come poking through the keyhole.
I've heard you. The noise is terrible,
right,
Your Honour.
All right, now please don't go on. I believe the gramophone is in court. Is that true?
Yes, Your Worship.
Well, in order to get some... Does this gramophone work?
Yes, Your Worship.
Well, perhaps if you played it, we might be able to get some and we could at least judge the amount of offence that has been caused. Well, you can take it off now, Clark.
Yes.
Well, that doesn't sound unduly noisy to me.
Well, you ain't heard them singing with it, that's why.
Do you sing with this as well?
Yeah, we have a little bit of a chanteur up now and again.
Chanteur?
Yeah, chanteur. That's French for having a bath.
Yes. You needn't try and explain your language to me. Clark, would you mind starting the gramophone again? And this time, will you sing with it, please?
Virgin of peace, swearing of you can love you, love you. For the little beating to whisper the wheeze, the virgin of the beast beating to whisper the wheeze, can it be true?
That's quite enough.
All right, Charlotte!
We're trying to get this case settled. Now then, that doesn't seem particularly noisy to me either.
Well, there's dancing as well.
Oh, my God.
They're always dancing. Thumping on me ceiling.
Thumping. Do you dance and thump as well?
Well, I must admit we do a little bit of dancing, but I can't even vouch for the thumping. We never
thump, you worth.
You've never thumped, have we?
Never thumped.
I've never thumped.
All right,
thumped.
This is...
No,
this
I've
is...
never thumped.
Will you keep quiet?
Well, he's never thumped. I never thumped.
Look, if you don't keep quiet, I'm going to lose my temper, and then there's no telling what may happen. Now, listen. We've got to try and get this case settled. It's very irregular, but we'll have to hear you dancing as well. Clark, would you mind starting the gramophone again, please? And this time, will you dance as well? Thank you. This is the dance. All right, Clark, you can stop the gramophone. We don't want any more of that. All right, well, I must say that this... you listen, Clark.
Yes, sir.
All right. We have seen enough to satisfy me on what I am going to do. And I don't wish any more disturbance in this court. I have decided that though this must be very irritating to you, it nevertheless does not, in my opinion, constitute enough of a disturbance to merit restraint. The case is dismissed.
And you can stop dancing!
Well, thank goodness for that, mate, because this was killing my feet, this film.
Why was the floor killing your feet?
Well, we usually do that dance in hobnail boots.
Life is old. Fine and dandy. Fine and dandy. When we're with you.
Time now for a song, and today we welcome Peter Crawford and his trio.
It was a moonlit night in old Mexico. I wandered alone by some old adobe haciendas when I heard the plaintive cry of a native girl.
La 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 la. You better come home, Speedy Gonzales, away from Canary Road. Stop all of your drinking with that music named Flo. Come on home to your adobe and slap some mud up on the wall. The roof is leaking like a strainer. There's lots of garbage in the hall. Speedy Gonzales, why don't you come home? Speedy Gonzales, how come you leave me all alone?
I have to go shopping downtown for my mama. She needs some tortillas and chili peppers.
La 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 la.
Your doggy's gonna have a puppy, and we're running out of coke. No enchiladas in the icebox, and the television's broke. I saw some lipstick on your sweatshirt. I smelt the perfume in your ear. If you're gonna keep on messing, don't bring your business back in here.
Speedy Gonzales, why don't you come home? Speedy Gonzales,
how come you leave me all alone?
Hey, Rosita, come quickly. Down at the cantina, they're giving greet stamps with taquilla.
La la!
Speedy Gonzales, why don't you come home?
Speedy Gonzales, how come you leave me all alone?
Begins to drag when she starts searching through her bag. She says,
just a moment please, I can't find me keys.
And here's what happens while I'm waiting for a squeeze. She pulls out lipstick, powder, bubble gum and bobby pins, but she can't find her keys. Curlers, tweezers, cold cream and candy bars, but she can't find her keys. Nail file, library books, an autograph of Fabian, she can find with ease. But I'm standing here waiting for a good night kiss, 'cause she can't find her keys. I give up, go home and go to sleep, but next night my date with her I keep. Walk her home, we start to kiss, and then it all starts happening again. She says,
just a moment please, I can't find me keys.
Here's what happens while I'm waiting for a squeeze.
She pulls out gumdrops, glasses, magazines and tangerines, but she can't find her keys. Presley records, hairspray and jelly beans, but she can't find her keys. Eyebrow pencils, perfume and potato chips and portable batteries. But I'm standing here waiting for a good night kiss, 'cause she can't find her keys. Out frozen custard, piano bench, pretzels and monkey wrench, tennis racket, army cuts, pumpkin seeds and coffee pots, watermelons, goalposts, a rabbit's foot and French toast, fire hydrant, ash can, TV set, electric fan. But she can't find her keys.
The outpatients departments of some of our big hospitals are not very pleasant places to visit. They can be uncomfortable, dreary, and overcrowded.
Right, move up a bit, mate, will you? Let someone sit down, for goodness sake.
Well, there ain't much room. Not on this bench, mate. I mean, it's like a bit crowded, this bench is, mate.
Yeah, we'll move up a bit. Let somebody sit down then. I mean, I can't stand on these legs, mate. I can't be expected to stand on my legs. Not on these, I can't.
Well, it is a bit crowded.
Well, just give a little push up then. Give a little. Go on. Right, that's it. Right, that's better. Now I'm on.
Yeah, but there's somebody up the other end.
Right, well, just sit tight then, in case he tries to push his way back again, that's all. Right. I've got to have a seat with these legs, mate. I mean, I can't stand them, not the condition they're in.
What's wrong with them, mate?
What, my legs?
Yeah.
God, blimey, look at that toe. Look at it. See it? See it? It's all black. Look at me toe. It's gone all black, look.
Oh, blimey, that's horrible. Oh. Hey, what sort of, like, caused it to go black like that?
Dirt. I've got all the dust and dirt from walking, mate. That's what I've got. That's what caused it. I've just walked down from Manchester, I have. I came down the M1, I did. Took me 6 days. And that's supposed to be a fast road. I don't reckon it's any faster than the other one myself. I did it in 5 days, the other one once. You've been waiting here long, then? How long have you been waiting? You've been waiting long as he turned up. How long have you been waiting?
2 hours I've been waiting. I have been here waiting 2 hours.
Well, has he turned up then? The doctor, has he turned up yet?
Oh, yes. Yeah, he turned up. Oh, yes, he turned up. Yeah, he turned up 2 hours ago. He's got some girl in there. He had some other girl in there just now examining her. She looked all right to me. Didn't look nothing wrong with her then. But he had her in there. He had her in there for half an hour. She looked worse when she come out, I reckon.
Well, you reckon he's got another one in there now, then? Has he got another one in there, then?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Examining her, that's what he's doing. Examining her as well, I bet. Oh.
They have a good life, don't they, them doctors?
Well, them sort of doctors, you mean?
Yeah, they have a very interesting life, them doctors.
Yeah, them doctors do, they. They have a good life, them doctors do.
That's what I wouldn't mind being, a doctor. I wouldn't mind being a doctor, me.
No, nor me.
I know a fella. A fella what used to get in a mission up. He was one, you know.
He was one what?
He was a doctor. He was a doctor.
A doctor? What, this fella?
Yeah, he was a brain surgeon, he was.
Brain surgeon?
Brain surgeon. Yeah. He used to lie there scratching himself, saying, I'm a brain surgeon. He says, I'm a brain surgeon. He gave me his card once somewhere. He says, if I knew anybody who wanted their brains done cheap, they'd get in touch with him, he said. Most of these doctors, you know, they've all got to go to good schools, you know.
Oh, that's sort of how they get them jobs, is it?
Yeah, that's it. Well, they have to have these, what they call degrees, you know.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, they would have to have them. Yes.
I know a chap who's got degrees, hundreds of them, but I wouldn't let him do no brain surgery on me, I tell you that.
Why not?
Because he's an engineer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, that is true, isn't it? I mean, you don't want no engineers mucking about in your head, do you? No. I mean, you wouldn't want them doing that. He's a long time.
Who?
That doctor. He's been a very long time.
He's probably still in there examining that girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh yeah, that's it, yeah. Oh, yes, that's what he'll be doing, all right. Oh, yes, he'll be doing that. Oh, yes. Makes you sick, doesn't it, eh? It makes you sick. Look out here. Oh, yes, he's coming out.
All right, well, you'll keep up with the treatment, won't you? Yes, and come and see me the same time next week. next, please.
Who's next?
I don't know who is next. It's me or that lady over there.
Oh, you go and ask her then. While you're talking, I'll just pop in and have a word with the doctor. Yeah, right. Well, it's me next.
Oh, well, will you come this way, please?
Yes, thank you very much.
Now then, sit down. Take a chair, will you, please? Fine. Now then, what's wrong with you?
Well, I'm dying, mate. That's what's wrong with me. I'm dying.
You're dying, are you? Really? And what are you dying of?
Starvation. I can't get any food, nobody give me any, and now they're going to stop me sick pay.
Oh, I see.
For 3 years I've been drawing that, you know. That's all I've had to keep me going, you know, is my sick pay. You know, without any warning, they're going to cut it off. They stop it. Just like that, they reckon I'm not entitled to it. Me, not entitled to my sick pay.
Just a minute. Everybody is entitled to sick pay.
Well, of course they are. That's what I said. That's what I told them. But they reckon I'm not ill.
You're not ill?
I'm not ill. Who's not ill? I'm ill, mate. I know when I'm ill or not, mate.
Just a minute. You said you weren't ill. Well, if you're not ill, of course you're not entitled to sick pay.
No, but I am ill, mate. What about all these pains I'm getting?
You've got pains, have you?
Oh, I've got pains, yeah, mate.
Well, where have you got the pains?
Oh, everywhere. I've got them all over the place, mate. I've got them in my arms, my legs, my back, my shoulders, my head, my neck, my chest. I'll tell you what, you name a spot on my body and I bet I've got a pain in it.
Which doctors have you seen about this?
Oh, I've seen them all, mate. I've seen hundreds of them. It's no good seeing them. What do they know about it? They don't know anything about illnesses.
Doctors?
No, doctors. I wouldn't... Oh, they're no good
but
at all.
But I am a doctor, and yet you've come to see me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've heard you're a good one, you see. That's why I walked all the way to Manchester to have a talk with you. When I heard about you, I walked all the way to Manchester. So, if you don't mind, just take this phone, will you? And just phone them up and tell them to put me back on my sick pay again.
Will you please put that telephone down? I can't get you sick pay if you're not ill.
Oh, see, so you'd let me starve like all the others, then, eh? Is that it? Oh, that's marvellous, isn't it? All right, well, I'm not going to beg, mate. I don't want your charity. If you won't put me back on sick pay, then I'll tell you what you can do for me.
What?
Can I have a pair of those elastic socks?
Elastic socks?
Yeah, well, I'm entitled to them under the National Health, aren't I?
Yeah, but the point is, do you need them?
Do I need them? Are you kidding? I mean, look at the pair of socks I've got on. Look. I mean, look at them. They're beyond repair, mate, they are. And another thing, have you got any spare boots here?
Spare boots? What the devil are you talking about?
Well, there's a lot of people out there in the surgery, mate, all got bad legs and are only wearing one boot, so if I could have one of the others, it would be...
Now, look here, my good man. We do not supply boots to people. This is a hospital, not a cobbler's shop.
All right, you keep your boots, mate, but I'll tell you one thing. You'll have to find me a bed for the night, because I can't walk in these boots.
Oh, look, will you stop being so ridiculous, absurd? We cannot find you a bed for the night. First place, we haven't got any beds.
What are you talking about? This is hospital, isn't it? You've got thousands of beds in hospital.
Yes, but they happen to be full up with people who are sick.
Well, what about this bed you got in here, then? That's empty. There's no one in that one, mate.
That is for examining people on. This is a hospital, my good man. Not a doss house. Now, come along. I'm fed up with you. It's not a doss house coming in here trying to get elastic.
Keep your temper. Now, then, just before you start pushing me out, mate, that door, I want to do a deal with you, mate.
What do you mean, do a deal with me?
I want to do a deal, mate.
What are you talking about?
Organs.
I beg your pardon?
Somebody told me you buy organs here for experimenting with. People sell you their organs, and when they're dead, you collect them and stick them in bottles.
Well, you see, I... Well, now I do understand what you're talking about. Yes, sir, people do donate various organs to certain hospitals for experiments after their death. Yes,
yeah, well, let's get one thing straight, mate. I'm not donating anything, mate, but I don't mind flogging me organs to you.
Flogging your organs?
No, I'm not giving them away, mate. I don't mind flogging them, but I'm not giving them away.
Well, this is very unusual, I must say. I believe we do make some provision for buying organs from people if they're hard up. And if it'll help you, obviously it will help us. Yes, there's a form here. Now, if you'll just sign that there. Sign at the bottom, will you? There we are. Now, then, I see here that we'll give you £25.
£25?
£25. For all your organs.
All right, I'll take it.
Well, there you are, then. I've got the money here. There we are. £25.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 25.
Now, you do understand that you cannot sell these to anyone else. These organs are ours to be claimed after you're dead.
Oh, well, you can have them now if you want them, mate.
Oh, no, no. No, don't feel like that about it, my dear fellow. No, we wouldn't.
Well, I mean, it's up to you, mate. I'll tell you one thing. If you want my organs, you better take them now, mate. I'll tell you that.
Why?
Well, I'm not carrying all these flipping mouth organs back to Manchester, I'll tell you.
You've been listening to The Arthur Haynes Show with Arthur Haynes, Nicholas Parsons, Graham Stark, Leslie Noyes and Dorothy Dampier in sketches by Johnny Spate. Our musical guests, Peter Crawford and his trio. The show was produced for the BBC by Richard Dingley.